he sing
back to life, back to reality,
or tell a joke.
Roman walks into a bar, holds up two fingers, and says, "I'll have five beers."
It took me a minute.
One thing's for sure, we'll find out what the weather's going to be like with meteorologist Ron Rhodes from WEHT Eyewitness News.
Well, Ron, as you know, this week and the past few days have been full of high school graduation ceremonies. And so we just want to know what one piece of advice you would give a high school graduate in this year of our Lord, 2025.
There you go. Don't get married.
No.
Man, I was going to bet Bobby like a whole paycheck what you were going to say, and that was going to be it.
I feel like you've given this advice before, right?
I keep giving it, and not everybody's listening. That's the problem. I've got to keep preaching that gospel so people really know. That's life advice right
there.
But if it's like job advice, my job advice would be get an internship. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we have hired the interns who were here because they already knew how basically the station works. They know the equipment. Internships, the best thing you can do as far as getting a job in that field.
And then, Ron, I just got to give the whole, you know, team of five that have assembled over the past, you know,
the power
2 months.
Of five.
Yes, the power
like
of five. Because of all the storms you guys have been chasing for us and keeping track of. And we know some downsizing has happened other places, but you guys are still... Yeah. Sticking with us, even with good weather like today.
Yeah, let me tell you something. It's like, you know, I'll shout out our team, and it's, you know, it's not necessarily me. It seems like Wayne and Stacy are getting stuck with most of the storm events because it's the more afternoon and evening. You know what I'm saying? This is the best team I've worked for since 1990 in weather, and it's like I've never had a team this good. I mean, we all get along. They're good people. They're good meteorologists, and we've got a lot of experience. So, yeah, I'm proud of this team. I really am.
All right, so what does the Power of Five tell us about today?
Power Five's taking a break, man. Hey, this has been a rough spring, but let me tell you something. It's like, we've got ourselves a storm-free day today. That's the best news I can give you, and really storm-free for the rest of the week. Now, the problem is, over Memorial Day weekend, it's going to be the coolest Memorial Day weekend we've had in 20 years, by the way, but we're talking about a pretty good chance of rain all 3 days. So, yeah, it's not looking too great as far as that goes, but I mean, today looks fantastic. Friday looks fantastic. Could see a few showers, but just a few tomorrow afternoon. But other than that, I mean, the next 3 days are going to be cool. I mean, we're talking about highs around 70, and normally we're closer to 80 this time of the year like we were yesterday. But yeah, no humidity to deal with. A lot of wind out there today and a pretty good breeze tomorrow, too. So that's going to be a bit of a drawback. But if you like cooler weather, you've got it. And the morning low tomorrow is going to be around 50.
Woo.
And then on Friday morning, it's going to be in the 40s. I mean, we're not talking about frost or anything, but, man, it's going to be chilly in the morning over the next couple of mornings.
Well, we appreciate that update, Ron. Of course, we appreciate everything you guys do there for us. And we will talk to you tomorrow on a Throwback Thursday.
The My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty. We promise we'll never make you feel bad for waking up late and having to speed to get to work on time.
My day starts right.
I mean, they do it every morning. You're listening to the My Morning Show with Bobby and Liberty on My 105.3.
Well, here's some great life advice for you. Buy your pet food at Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply, but only if you like to save money. You know, I was talking with the general manager, Brad, the other day, and he was like, I mean, unless, of course, you want to spend more money on Hill Science Diet, you could always keep buying it at XYZ Place. I won't name the place. Maybe one of those beep, 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 don't go there. But definitely Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply. Trust me, I did the work. I did the math for you. Well, not a lot of math. I just kind of checked the price tags. So if you are going anywhere else to buy your Hill Science Diet, you're overpaying for it. That's just a fact. And that's just silliness because you want to save money so you can buy more treats and more fun toys, maybe some collars and maybe even some bling for yourself because they have the Ariat boots. They've got clothing. They have all kinds of stuff that you wouldn't even believe inside Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply. They even have candles so that your house doesn't smell like a pet store, right? So go see our friends at Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply. They have a frequent buyer program that's going to save you even more. And this is exclusive to Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply customers. When you buy 10 bags, they keep track of it for you, so you don't have to worry about that. You're going to receive up to a $20 in-store credit. TriStateEquineAndPet.com is where you can find out more. 3300 Interstate Drive on Evansville's east side. Here is another little pro tip for you. Go ahead and put this in your calendar. Customer Appreciation Days, June 6th and 7th. huge savings. You can see that little preview right now on their Facebook page and on the app. Number one pet food source in the city. That's what they are. Tri-State Equine and Pet Supply. And tell them Liberty sent you.